August 11, 2021. This program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC, Murad Speaks, Block Talk Radio, where we teach Quranic Arabic, Islamic studies, and comparative religion, not just religion. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, As-salamu alaykum, which means peace be on you. I'm your host for this evening, Elihu Bey. My topic this evening is Al-Islam, the tafsir of Imam Warfuddin Muhammad, commentary of the Holy Quran. If you have missed any of the talks, go online to www.blogtalkradiomirajspeaks.com and you'll be able to listen to the talk that you have missed. Once again, we will open with a short dua, and then we will continue where we left off last Thursday. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulihi al-kareem Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mubarak. Prayer. The Quran Surah 35, Ayat 18, Prayer Purified. Bukhari, page 1, 345, Prophet giving 5 prayers. Why do we pray? Muslims pray because we feel that we owe it to Almighty God to thank Him, to express obedience and submission to Him. There are many more reasons than that. We pray also because we know that prayer helps us. It helps us mentally. It helps us morally. The Holy Quran says that prayer is best for purifying. It cleans the thoughts. It cleans the mind. We also pray because we feel that we should remember our God, and we should remember the benefit that we get from God, and acknowledge that those benefits come from Almighty God, whose proper name is Allah. Remember, Allah ties things together. The Quran, Surah 29, Ayah 43. Remembrance of Allah is the greatest thing. The Holy Quran says, the remembrance of Allah is the best. It means that whatever you may think of doing that will help you, there is nothing that can help you more than the remembrance of Allah. Not that. That is enough within itself to just remember Allah and forget about it. We know that prayer, if it is not really lived, that if the faith that you show, if it doesn't come out in your action, we know it was nothing. Someone might just pray all the time and does nothing. His prayers have no meaning. But if you pray and you are sincere in your prayer, and if you are really giving recognition to Almighty God, the creator of the heavens and the earth, this prayer is going to make you conscious of the things that you are neglecting to do in your own life. You may be neglecting your own wife. You may be neglecting your children. You may be neglecting the home. You may be neglecting your obligations to help the Muslim community. You might be neglecting yourself. So whatever it is that you are neglecting, if we remember to turn to Allah in prayer, and if we do this conscious of what we are doing, it's going to improve us in every way. Allah connects us with our obligations. Because Allah is the only thing that will connect us with all of our obligations, if I put my heart on making a beautiful home for myself, that beautiful home is not going to connect me with all of my obligations. If I put my heart on being a successful businessman, that's not going to connect me with all of my obligations. If I put my heart on being a good father to my children, even that won't connect me with all of my obligations. I might put my heart on being good to myself, that won't connect me with all of my obligations. But there is something that, and that is Allah, that if we put our heart and mind consciously on Him, through Him we will connect with all of our obligations. Because the Creator ties everything together in the proper way. So Bukhari, page 1, 345, Prophet giving 5 prayers. So this great man, Muhammad ibn Abdullah, may peace be upon him, he organized the prayers, and he set times. Now, other prophets have themselves that practice of praying in the morning, at night, and some are recorded in the Bible to have prayed in the midday. The Prophet Muhammad of Arabia, he established 5 prayers, times for prayer. So he established them under divine inspiration. Pray 5 times like eat food 5 times. Now, if we think about it, today people eat 3 standard meals, right? So this is the physical food. But most people believe now that they should have a little something in between breakfast and lunch, and a little something after the supper and before bedtime. So you see, the modern society has grown the required physical meal 5 times now. So you see, the divine eye saw ahead. He said, now man, if you would feed your mouth 5 times and you will be regular with it, you made it, you don't get the breakfast on time, why not feed your mind, which is more important than the physical body? Why not feed it 5 times? Then there's more than that. There is an importance that we should recognize. This physical food that is used to feed our body. Now, as Muslims, we know that we have received a mental, moral, and a spiritual food through Al-Islam, through the Holy Quran. So the food that has been made in our human body, healthy and strong, if we thank each other for things like a loaf of bread 5 times, or $5, or $10, how much more should we thank Allah, who has given us all this wisdom that is more than $5, or than $10, or a good meal of food for our higher body? Then some people say, why should we pray every day, 1 time a week? Why is it once a week, come out on Sunday? And thank God, why isn't that enough? Well, this is the Christian attitude. If I do you a favor every day, I expect for you to show some recognition every day. Now, Allah is doing for us every day, every minute, and every second of the day. So why should we just have a weekend thing? We should feel gratitude. We should feel that we should say thank you every day. So this was in respecting Allah and giving Him thanks regular every day and many times during the day. We are showing the world that God is in our life is more important than anything else. But those people who won't interrupt their prayers, or they play for God, won't interrupt their work for God beneath their own personal little thing, when you go to the East, you see what rules in the East. It is the Muslim land. It's not the factory. It is not the dollar maker. The people rise up in the morning, and the first thing they rise up is for Allah, before the sun hits the horizon. Soon as a little light shows itself in the east, they raise up for Allah. Then after they raise up for Allah and get their little something to eat and clean up, then they go to work. See, this keeps the life in proper proportion, proper balance. It keeps your life healthy, and it keeps you healthy-minded. Habits and the ways to kill spiritual nature. But the habit now that we have over here in the West is designed to kill your spiritual nature. The first thing you do in the morning is you get up or you rise up for the man, for yourself too. You make a dollar for him and a dollar for you, right? Or maybe $10 for him and $2 for you. So if you rise up for the man, you rise up in the morning and you got the job on your mind. You're rushing because you don't want to be a few minutes late for the man. You see how important the man becomes in your life? You count your little money at the end of the week. Ohio, Allah is your real life. Everything becomes more important than your real life, and that is Allah. Allah is called, one of his names is Al-Hayat, which means the light. Without that light, we don't have any life. We're just earth around here, moving. That blood in it, but it is nothing but earth. Earth with no sense. Earth has natural sense. You don't catch the earth doing any crazy thing. But you let a human become earth, and you got some crazy earth on your hands. Now, we want to look at something else. And that is, we talk about how man's food has become a regular thing five meals people eat. And don't think it's too much. Some of them are taking snacks between five. They get all ugly and just can't break that habit. So work excessive more than 40 weekly. Our work has become such an experience in the family life that we really work too much and working against themselves and the family. But you have to do it to make ends meet. Many of us work 16 hours. Some work 12 hours. Some work 8 hours. But even 8 hours has become too much. You work 8 hours and you don't have time for your wife. You don't have time for your children. You don't have time for your mental development. You don't have time for anything but work. The Quran Surah 35, Ayat 18, none bears burden of another. Racial color is from the material environment. Race, we're there, black, brown, red, and white. The Quran Surah 35, Ayah 27, see color in the mountain. The Quran Surah 49, Ayah 13, God makes you different to know one another. El Hadith, page 1, 490, and page 167. No superiority of a black or a red. We will find the enemy of Islam, they are amongst us if they don't think they can say it directly to you. It causes a serious problem or be seen or reported, they hint, they breath. It means influence. They put their influence out. The breath, what they want to say, without recognizing or vocalizing it with words. What do you want to say? Or what do you want to follow the Arabs or an Arab? Why do you want to follow a white man? Referring to prophet, prayers, and the peace be upon it. Nobody makes themselves white or black. Where they were born makes them white or black. If they are born in areas deprived of sunlight or direct sunlight and they're parents lived in that area for generations going back for thousands of years or maybe a million years, they are white. Their eyes are weak. The color of their eyes is light, gray, blue. It has nothing to do with their heart or with their brain or their intelligence. It has nothing to do with anything except what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, we get our color from the sun. I heard the Honorable Elijah Muhammad say that, preaching and not worshiping anybody to anybody. He was right. That is science. and it is in the Quran. If you understand it, it lets you know color is a product of the natural environment, the material environment. The Quran puts down this color consciousness at once to make one people superior to another, although Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, added it in his final farewell speech. It speaks of the organic thing that grows out of the earth about the variety of color. But it also speaks of color in stones and rocks. And it says in the top of the mountain, which is revelation for the wise in scripture, or those guided by God, the color or the rocks of the mountain, you see, stones come white, red, and it's mentioned black. And really people of that time, medieval times, and ancient times, they thought that the race should be of three colors. They made it race three colors, black, brown, and red. So white people were called red in the time of Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him. They weren't called white European people. They were called red. Why? Because they are affected by the sunlight, that the sun makes them red. So they are called red people. The sun makes skin black. So Africans and people are called black. You hold back red and brown, and those colors are said to be in the mountain, but also white. The purest of white, it says, and the purest of black, that is called raven black. So if you ever seen a raven bird black feathers in the sun, it is beautiful, a beautiful black. So it says those colors are the mountains. What was Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, saying to the wise in that language? He was saying to them, see the signs of God that he has put in the mountain, the logic, the intelligence of the black man, the logic of the European man, and the logic of the Asian man. He put the signs of all of their intelligence of these people in the mountains, that they ascend the mountain. That means they go to the light, the highest level in the world. So Dr. King said, I have been to the mountaintop. And I believe he did reach the mountaintop for intelligence and vision in this world. Also, Moses went up to the mountain, didn't he? And Muhammad went up to the mountain. So if you understand what I'm giving you right now about the mountain and about color prejudices, you will accept, as I have accepted, that God in the creation supporting the fact that all people are given the same intelligence and they all can ascend to the same heights. Color, black, white, protection. The Quran, Surah 2, Ayat 138. God, baptism. The Quran, Surah 35, Ayat 28. Color, man, animal, protect. I said to myself once, I said, black is a protection. It hides, and I noticed that the vital points on certain animals were black. So I said those vital points are made black for the protection of that animal. So that the attacking animal will go to the part that shows bright, that bright part, and attack the part, and will miss the vital organs of the vital pieces to the vital organs. A dog nose is black, right? And that's a vulnerable spot on a dog. I said to myself, white is a protection. They are made white so that the attacking animal and animals that will prey on them won't detect them so easily. Then my mind came to the chameleon, that little creature that God made that will take the color of the color that he's near or in. I said to myself, all of these colors are protection. And then I recall God saying in our holy book, and I heard Imam Pakistani, they like to say that, Zabjah Talah, or color, or our calling is the calling of God, or the calling is the calling of God. The Quran, Surah 36, Ayat 36, He created worlds you know not, or you not know. Glory to Allah who created and pairs all things that the earth produces, as well as their own humankind, and other things of which they have no knowledge. So Allah said to Prophet Muhammad 1400 years ago, He said that there are worlds that you know and worlds that you know not. At that time, the people had to believe that you know not. At that time, the people had to believe Prophet Muhammad. There was no evidence. Microscopic had not been discovered. There was a whole world of living creatures that they did not know anything about. That is the world of microscopic creatures, the biology, the life we call the study biology. These microscopic creatures, we can't see them with our eyes. Can we see the germ in natural water? No. When you take the microscope and put a drop of creek water on the slide, microscopic slide, then take the microscope and look down there, you will see them crawling. You will see animals. So here, man, after revelation, discovered a whole world of animals. Allah said that there was worlds that you know and know not, meaning that, no, you can't verify this. I'm telling you that you can't verify it. You don't know. There are worlds that you know and worlds that you know not. And that has come through for us in so many ways. The world of microscopic animals that have been discovered, radiation and all these things, were not discovered back then. Even in America, we had a whole physical part of the world that was unknown to the people at that time. It had been discovered, but nobody knew it. It was forgotten. Nobody kept a record of it. The Quran predicted there are unseen worlds. So the Quran, Surah 36, Ayah 36, there are worlds you know and know not. Bukhari, page 9, 134, milk from the prophet's finger. Since science, true science, could not have been discovered, not even the interest to go after it, if it was not for God. God says in the Quran, there are worlds that God made that you see and worlds that you see not. The Quran even said that there was invisible worlds at that time. Man did not know there was the invisible world of bacteria, microbes, and it had not been discovered. But later man found a whole other world of living things. Microscopic life and organism. It was not discovered before the Quran. Check your history. Check your records. When this came to Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, about certain creation, it said, read in the name of your Lord who created. That means who made all things, you included. Don't forget how I started this. I said, the native Indian believed that everything made has a message for man's intelligence. Put it all together. Do not let it slip out of place. Keep it up all together. Thank God. Also in the Quran, God says, everything you see embodies knowledge. Everything seen or knowledgeable embodies a knowledge, a science, the ilma. You ask any Arab, what is ilma? He will say science. Right now, it might be a native-born Arabic-speaking person in the audience. Sometimes there are, when I speak, if there is any native-born Arabic-speaking person, and Arabic is your language you were born with, stand so we can see if you are here. There are none here today. Too bad, fella. You're missing a lot. Ilma is science. So everything embodies a science, higher knowledge, and Ilma. So in the time of Muhammad, the prophet, prayers, and the peace be upon him, we did not have all of these sciences of the human life. But now you have science of the blood, science of the skin, and even different parts of the skin, science of the hair, science of the eye and the different parts of the human eye, science of everything, we have it now. It was said long before it was ever known by man in the Quran. And it is still there, 1,400 or some years old, where thus is in Arabic, wasa'akuli shalin rahmatin wa ilma. Wasa'akuli shalin rahmatin wa ilma. You will find it just like that in the Quran, translated, that he has caused everything to be extended, expanded, and to embody a knowledge, a science. So Muhammad the Prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him, even associated his dream with science. He had a dream, and he told his people his dream. He said, I had a dream, and in this dream, milk was oozing out of my bones. And he said, what is the meaning of that dream in science? Ilma. Now, in our time, we know that calcium is needed if you're going to have bones. And calcium is also in the milk. And you have to drink milk to get your calcium in order to develop your bones. And the human body in a good way. So the Quran, Surah 36, Ayat 36, 8 and 1. Allah creation upon duality. The Quran Surah 36, Ayat 36, Allah created all things in pairs. The Quran Surah 11 or 112, pardon me, Ayat 2, Allah is eternal. The Quran Surah 7, Ayat 7, Allah is never absent. The Quran Surah 6, Ayat 14, Allah you feed not. So most adults think about what to do, what they do not have, the courage of a child to say it. We believe that everything has to come from something, whatever it is, because that is our life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses that situation for us that makes us have difficulty understanding this. He addresses it when he says, he created everything that exists. It operates upon a duality. That means it has two. Your thinking has to have something to think about. Your thoughts, your mind has to have something to think about. You cannot operate without something else. So you have to have two. Human life, like all life, can't operate except on a duality. Some life has to have four. But humans is on a duality, and many other lives are on a duality, even in the inanimate world. Negative and positive makes it possible for their function. So God says, I'm alone in my identity, in my uniqueness. I operate as one alone. He says everything has to come from something, so how can God exist and come from nothing? He doesn't come at all. He has never been absent. He has no beginning, as the old minister used to say, and no ending. That's God. He has always been. Now, what makes it hard for us to understand it is because we are human and we know we can't be always. So we can't live always. We can't be before creation. We have to feed on something. But God says, I don't need you to feed me. I don't feed on anything. I don't sleep. I don't need sleep. I don't need rest. I tell you something. Isn't there space in here and outside? Where does it end? Is there some wall out there in the sky somewhere where it stops? And if it is, the wall is occupying space. And on the other side of the wall is space. Now, that is enough for us to think about. So regularity, dependability, the Quran, Surah 36, Ayah 38, sun is on a computed regulating course. Allah a worker. So the Quran, Surah 55, Ayah 29, Allah works daily. The Quran, Surah 39, Ayah 39, you work in your place, I work in my place. Say, oh, my people, do whatever you can, I will do my part. But soon will you know your nature teaches you regularity. And God in his Quran and universes of scripture points to the nature within and the nature without. In the other world, to show us how the world is regular, the sun rises in the morning, it sets at night. The season comes spring, summer, fall, and winter. These things follow in a defined pattern, and they come regularly. So who is more faithful than the sun? Well, it rises every morning and sets every night, so the clouds may come up and blot out the light. But we might think that maybe the sun didn't come all the way up this morning. But one day we'll see the clouds push back before our eyes, and the sun is in its place on time. Didn't lose any time. It is in its place. So soul, clock, eternal is most important. So maybe you know, I don't have to get up this morning. There's no clock to punch. Yes, there is. There's a clock to punch in your house, more important than any clock you can punch out there in the streets. Ask your baby, your son, your daughter. They are looking at you. They say, I got up before him. I'm going to school. I'm on my job studying, and he's in the bed asleep. No, from now on, let us not let that happen. If you don't have a job to do and you accept that in your life, I'm unemployed. I do have a job to go to. If you accept that from that mountain on, you, from that moment on, you start to deteriorate. And you are going to deteriorate and deteriorate by degrees. And pretty soon you are going to find that you are useless unless you don't have to have a job to go to. Self-job, million acres cultivate. The Quran, Surah 28, Ayah 77. Seek the hereafter. Don't forget share in the world. So life is a job. And the first and the most important job is life. So you have your life to live and protect. You have your life to cultivate. You have your wife to help. Your children to cultivate. Your children to bring up. You have a job. Say, well, I'm a bachelor, brother. You have a job if you are one man. You got about 1 million acres of human land to cultivate. Your body. Your one body is equal to millions of acres of the best land on earth. And hundreds acres of land. And million acres of land. Of the best land on this earth is not as valuable as your body. So don't think that you are poor. You are rich. A bachelor with no job, no wife, no girlfriend, no brother, no sister, no mother, no father, alone in the world, no friend. That bachelor, he's rich if he just wakes up to the fact that he has a wealth within himself. Cultivate it and watch over it and develop it. Come to the masjid on Sunday. Feed your mind. Feed your heart. Feed your spirit. Come to the khutbah. Cultivate your life. So we have been given light and life. It will do its job. But will you do your job at works? Allah is in the Quran. He even describes himself as a worker. Say, I am a worker. I am working in my place. You can get in my place. You can't get in my place. My place is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. In the God, controller of everything, but you have your place. Say you will work, say, so you work in your place. Allah wants workers, wants knowledgeable people. So home needs order. Family homes need order, not clutter. The Quran, Surah 36, Ayat 38. Sun, computed, regulated cost. Look at what you have in your house today. The average one of you go back and look into your home and see, don't you have too many clothes in your home, more than what you need? Go check your home out. You have something to give to a poor neighbor. You have something to give to a poor brother and sister who are in Jamaica or who are in some other country. You have something to give away, and it's doing nothing but sitting there going to waste. So you have schools that you haven't worn out, but they're again giving you, they've made them obsolete to sell you another pair of shoes. They're not in style anymore. They put them out of style to make you give them some more money. Yes. So go and check your home out, and you will see that you have a lot in your home that is unnecessary. You have things in your home that you cannot use. That's not going to use. So you have no intentions of using it. But it's good enough for some other poor person to use, but that's your life. Half of you have nowhere to live in your home. Your home is so cluttered with stuff that you don't have a place to live in your home. Isn't that miserable that the human being has allowed his intelligence to be destroyed? No sense of what is right or wrong. No sense of order. Order in the world, dear people. Rendering a service in the world, dear people. You can't see what is nature, what is in order of the world by looking at yourself or by looking at your friends. You may be out of nature and out of the order of the world. So some order passed. God has given us something that is in the center of our universe, in the center of our solar system, in the center of our planetary order, and that is the sun. So there's nothing around us that gets or demands as much attention from us than the sun. Trees, birds, creatures, none of them are big enough to compete with the sun for our attention. When the sun rises, it gets everybody's attention. So when it sets, it gets everybody's attention. And look what it's doing. The sun is following a regular course. The sun is following a defined order. The sun is not doing what it wants to do. The sun is not a discriminatory body that does as it pleases. No. The sun is following a law. So this is what Allah is telling us in the Quran. The sun is following a law. The sun has some sense of time, duty, and time to do it on. So the sun is not late coming up. You're late coming up. Sun is following a pattern, following a defined order, following a time sequence. And look what it's doing. It's not eating up the world. The sun is helping the world grow. The sun is growing the grass. The sun is growing the vegetation, the fruit that feeds the animals. So the sun is growing the animals. So the sun is growing us, because we eat the animals. So the sun is working us up, and the sun is letting us sleep. Say, oh, I worked you up to wake, up to work. You did a lot of work. You need to rest now. Sun goes down so you can rest. That's the biggest and the most observable piece of matter in our solar system. If you had nothing but that, if you didn't have a Quran to follow, if you had nothing but that, God could judge you. You would be doomed to hell. Still, God will say, oh, how did you let the physical world fool you to think that you're just eating, drinking, and sleeping, and sex, playing and having foolishness was all to the light. Couldn't you see an example in the biggest and the most physical thing that I showed you? What keeps this thing going? What keeps life going? What keeps the production increasing is something that follows a law, something that follows an order, something that renders a service, something that is not eating everything up, but is giving something to the world. So what is wrong with you? Miserable creatures have allowed the wicked enemy of God to take over the world, take over your mind, and lead you against your own self, against your well-being, against your own dignity, made you disrespect yourself, made you abuse yourself, makes you throw yourself to hell when you know that you should help the leadership of this world. You should hate the calling voices of this world that calls you away from devotion to Allah, that calls you away from righteousness, that makes it your decision to be a warrior to fight them with every bit of energy you can muster up. You should never be out of a job anymore because you have a job. You have to fight for your life against the crazy influences that are in this world that calls itself America, modernization, civilization, good times. Moon, water, less man, people, no faith. So the Quran, Surah 36, Ayah 39. Moon dry of water. So what are we to understand from this as religious people? We are to understand that water less mind, a mind with no faith, a mind with no faith in God as a supreme being, the mind that doesn't trust moral strength and faith in something superior to it, can't do very much but assist something greater. The moon is just little assisting to the sun. So we can live without the moon, but we certainly can't live without the sun. Yes. So some people may say, well, we can't live without the moon because the moon controls the tide. So if we didn't have the moon, the water would be controlled. Well, I don't know that. Maybe something also in the solar system will be able to affect the tide and keep the tide in that natural order if the moon is knocked out of the sky. But I know that we depend on the sun for energy, for light, for life. The sun is greater in religious symbolism or symbolic than in the moon. So does it. So when earth is without water, forget about it. No life. No life, forget about it. So water without earth doesn't necessarily mean no life. But earth without water means no life. There is no life on the moon. No water. So if you go to the desert where there is hardly any water, you find hardly any life. And if you find any life at all, it's because there is something moisture in the atmosphere over the desert. Or there is some underground water existing under the desert. Or there is some moisture that some trees before the desert becomes desert. Some organism life before the desert becomes desert was able to keep the mountain to maintain some water to keep its organic existence on the desert. Lettuce plant, locust plant, pardon me. So the water is either in the plant, or it is in the atmosphere, or it's under the desert. So there is no water in the dry land. There is no life in the dry sand because there is no water But there is a plant that has that, has a symbolic place in religion. It is called the lotus plant. I have been fortunate enough in my life, not that I consider any great blessing now. The lotus has no power. It has symbolic meaning and symbolic religion. And I saw the lotus plant growing in water. It wasn't in the earth. It was in water. So there was a earth around it, touching it. It was growing in plain water. And the plant had risen up to a surface of the water, and there was a floating, and there it was floating on the surface of the water, not being rooted. And it had bloomed, and there was a nice flower, a pretty plant, growing in the water, living in the water without earth. So locust and water means get moral life. Can you find a plant living in the earth without water? No. No, no. So what is this saying to you? That if you want to live, you have to get moral life in you. If you want to live, you have to get faith in God back in you. So the Quran, Surah 36, Ayah 39, moon measured. So mind of man is like the moon starting in the dark. So it is impossible for the human mind to capture the whole of God's creation. God does not have to argue with us. He does not have to argue with us. He lets us run out so we will start all over again. And that is what life is on this planet Earth, with the mind. It is just like the moon that seems to be gone forever, for a day or so, and then it appears again as a thin crescent, a little thin line. And it grows until it becomes full, a complete cycle. And then it disappears for a day or so. And after growing into fullness, it disappears for a day or so and starts all over again from a little thin line. The philosophers, seers, and the prophets saw that as a sign of the ability of man's brain or the ability of man's intelligence. It starts out in the dark. When it is in the dark, when you are yet in your mother, you have not been born yet. But as soon as you are born, after 9 months in your mother, you become conscious of if you are blessed to have life. So you become conscious in this big world created by God. So when you become conscious, your brain starting to work immediately. And the brain will grow and grow over the years. You become more and more intelligent, and you will fix your mind on something, and you will perceive what life is. And you will live that life and will run out. You are still living physically, but your mind has run out. You cannot do anything more with the reality. So you are stuck. And you may run into the Honorable Elijah Muhammad back there in that time. And he may say things that shake your mind up and jolt it with powerful energy. And you might start thinking all over again. And you end up thinking into another world. So you thought yourself into another world. And you think and you think and you think. And something happened, some tragedy. Or something, not a tragedy, a good experience, but something has shaken that conviction you had, and you will start all over again, just like the moon. It keeps trying to be perfection. And every time the moon gets perfection, it has to give it up and start all over again. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we got more than 1 month to life. So if we think we can have it and we do not, and we just start all over again, that is life. So in the final analysis, what is the human being? a human being is life, certainly life, belonging to all other life that God created. All life is sensitive. All life is connected. So we are connected not only to plant, we are connected also to plant life. All life is connected. I remember the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that you are what you eat. So if I'm what I eat, I'm cabbage, string beans, and chicken, and all of that stuff. And that is true. God made the human being to be a consumer of all of that food. Some animals, they just want the food. Some eat grain and vegetables like we do. But we are the biggest of all consumers. We consume more than all other living things. So what I want to say with this line of reasoning is that we limit ourselves and we are about our own brains before they reach maturity. So the Quran, Surah 36, Ayah 47, why feed poor is Allah will have could have. Why feed poor is Allah will he could have. And when they are told, spend ye of the bounty with which Allah has provided you, you unbelievers say to those who believe, shall we then feed those whom if Allah had so willed, he would have said to himself? So you are nothing but manifest error. So John 1:46, can good come out of Nazareth? And Nathanael said unto him, can there be any good thing coming out of Nazareth? Philip said unto him, come and see. So isn't that the same mentality that though it was proper for us to be pushed down and shut out? The same mentality. So don't think that the modern racism in America is a modern problem. It is an ancient problem. And it's a great feature dealing with this problem in all of the great religions that we are associated with. Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. All these religions have a particular problem as a major feature. So Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him himself, is the conclusion for that particular dilemma or for that particular conflict in the thinking of the so-called learned scientists. So this argument about, okay, God made these people like that. He didn't make them like that. If they didn't bring themselves up, if they don't carry themselves forward, it's not our obligation to give them what we got and to make them equal in our society. God made them like that. So that's the way it's supposed to be. They don't have a better future than what they have. God created them that way. Okay. The other argument is that, oh no, whatever is in one human being is in every human being at birth. The same hope for intelligence, same hope for morality, good morals, same hope for industry, the same hope for any human being is capable of doing it in every human being at birth from mama. So trumpets blown, the body will tell of our deeds. The Quran, Surah 36, Ayat 51. On that day, the trumpets will blow. You are not this body. You are an expression of yourself in, and you are not in this physical. You are not that. You are what is being expressed in that. So you are what is using this instrument. This is your instrument, your body, your instrument. So you are within, or you are what is using that instrument. So God created you spiritual, and he gave you the body as your instrument and as your servant. So the body is made to be your servant and your instrument. So that is what it is to you. But you can't really express yourself without your body, as a musician can't express him is without his instrument. You can't express yourself without your instrument, as your human body. And it says, and on the day that the trumpets will blow, what is the trumpet? Your whole body is the trumpet that will be blowing. It will be your human body that will be blowing. And it will be standing off and warning, sending off a warning. And it will be your soul, your breath of life, sending warnings through your trumpet. Your human body is the world. Quran says, and on that day the trumpets will be blowing, and they will rise at once, all at once, a single blast of the trumpet, and they all will be standing up. So man's spiritual association, so I hope I'm giving you some understanding of your true origin, self, and how that is where you must return. After we have gone from the physical world that God created us to live in, express ourselves in our flesh and our blood body, we engage the material world with our intelligence, with our intellect, our rational tools, and we form material structures, huts, houses, mansions, pathways, roadways, highways, expressways. Go from the donkey to automobiles, trucks, ships, airplanes, and rockets. So the Quran, Surah 37, Ayah 10, heal a heavenly fire. So we are told that a certain one in the Greek mythology stole a heavenly fire. We still have fire as a symbol of learning in the institutions of education, college, and universities. So they are familiar with the symbols of fire. I believe in now they use the magic lamp or lantern with the fire coming up as a symbol of higher learning, higher knowledge. So this fire that we are talking about is a higher knowledge on the subject of life, human life. Human life was always made from curious and has mystified the ignorant people. So man's struggle has been for understanding. He has struggled to understand his life. Man wants to understand his life. And the struggle was made faithful, or fruitful, pardon me, by the concept of God as creator, as the infinite being, who is not creation, and who is not limited or contained in creation, but who has the reach that extends everywhere. He can reach us here. He can reach us up in our souls. He can reach us beyond the sun, the moon, and the stars. Because his reach, as scripture tells us, extends beyond everything. So the Quran, Surah 37, Ayah 10, who stole a hearing pursued by fire? He is going to come at you in your weaknesses, from the left and from the right and from the front and from the rear. He is going to come at you attacking you in your own personal weaknesses, not in the revelation. But God closed revelation against him. God sealed him out of that, just closed him out of that. He can't come in the revelation anymore. But now he comes into your life to fish into the weakness, flesh, and find the weakness in your life. And then he can exploit those weaknesses for the world he wants to make. He exploits your weaknesses to create a world or to contribute to the world he wants to make. So that's the Satan, always competing with God, God's prophets, and God's messengers, competing to take man on the course he would prefer him to be on, to prove that man is not worthy of being responsible for the great role that God put him in or created him for. So this is a big disappointment for Satan. He can't accept that. So he is out to prove that man can't carry that responsibility. So since he can't, as the Bible says, he would ascend up into the highest height and present himself on the throne as God in God's stead. So he will put himself up there as God in the place of God. Satan will do that. So this is an address where God says, before you used to steal a hearing, but no more. You come up here to steal a hearing, now you will find shooting bolts of fire ready to take you down. That's Al-Islam, the Quran. And the Quran sealed him out, put him out of the heaven. So he was rejected before, put out of the heaven. The Quran came again and sealed it so he could not get into the heaven. He could not really get into the heaven, but not represent himself to people as being in the heaven, representing the heaven. So Satan presented as God in most religions. A lot of people don't know that God that they have in their religion is not God. It is Satan. They don't know it. Satan has slipped into there, and he got right in there. And they think that they are looking at God. They're not looking at God. They don't see the real Satan. They see him as an angel representing God. He's powerful. But what of the Quran, brother? He is weak. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and fight the schemes of Satan. Shaitan, for his schemes are weak. Not before, only after Quran. His schemes are weak. Because the Quran manifests him, revealed him so plainly. And the Bible says that he will be undressed and he will be trying to cover his feet and to cover his head, and his feet will show. Because the clothing that he would have will leave, the clothing that he would have left will be too short to cover him up altogether. It says that when he tried to cover his head, his feet will show. If he tried to cover his feet, his head will show. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That has happened. So the Quran Surah 37, ayah 10, whoever tries to steal a hearing is pursued. Sadaqallahu al-Azim, surely Allah speaks the truth. We will continue this, and we will start with the Quran Surah 37, ayah 10, next Wednesday, inshallah, it only means if it please God. We thank New Africa Excellent Enterprise, Maraj Speaks, for allowing us to come before you once again. And we thank you, our honorable listening audience. May God guide us and have mercy on us, and bless us with the light of understanding. We had a lot of interruptions today. So forgive us, forgive. It was not of our doing. And may God guide us and have mercy on us and bless us with the light of understanding. As I greet you in the Arabic language, and we will continue this tomorrow at 7 p.m. inshallah. It only means that it please God. As-salamu alaykum, peace be unto you. And once again, thank you for listening.